We travel to the gorgeous rolling hills of the Driftless area to hear from a butcher who sees her profession through community and skilled craft. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. First, let's check in on our spring member drive that is underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Lee Rayburn. Hi there, Lee.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. And our goal is to keep hearing the voices of Wisconsinites, learn about their craft and their passion, all contributing to bettering our communities, bettering Wisconsin. And, you know, your support makes that happen because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And right now, Kate, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000.
Nice.
And this this generous match is from current members, including a member in Big Bend and Waukesha County, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
Yes, we got to get down to business here. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support right now. It's a really great opportunity at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Federal and state tax dollars, which do come from listeners like you, provide important funding for WPR programs. However, voluntary listener contributions are actually the biggest piece of support for our WPR programs.
That's right. You make the difference. You make the quality, you make the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And because WPR matters to you, make that personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to and get those dollars matched dollar for dollar at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as you can probably imagine at WPR, we have a core group of supporters who continue to give and give generously. They willingly contribute because they depend on this vital resource, and maybe you rely on WPR too. And for whatever reason, you haven't given yet.
Yes. So we're here to tell you that WPR relies on new donors, new faces, new voices like you to grow and to keep high-quality programs on the air. So today is the day. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month or any amount that's right for you is all it takes.
Today, donate any amount and you could win a $1,000 gift card to Wheel and Sprocket. Buy a new bike, add a trailer for your kids or cargo, or get your hands on some of the latest cycling gear. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Bike Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Lee Rayburn. It's your support during the spring member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And it's super easy. All it takes is a couple of minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, like $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day, again and again, in the form of engaging conversations, engaging programs. So show your support, get in on the match at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
So this dollar for dollar match, it's still in effect through the hour. $3,000 to match before we're done with this hour, and there's still room for your gift to be matched. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
In addition to funding the programs, your donation enters you into this fabulous drawing for a Wheel and Sprocket gift card. This is good stuff. Enjoy $1,000 to spend on bikes or cycling gear for your next outdoor adventure. So give now at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-252-2552. And sustainers, we got your back. Those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much, and you're automatically entered.
I could use that support from Wheel and Sprocket. My bike sounds like it needs a new muffler kit. So if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and the monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs we all love and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during our member drives.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org, and thank you for your support. Now to the ancient practice of butchery and approaching it as a skilled craft that deserves attention and respect, especially to the animals. According to the Butchers Guild, this is the fraternity of meat professionals. Preserving the trade means knowing the past, which dates back before recorded history. Join in 800-642-1234. Conversation for the butcher right here, 800-642-1234. Heather Opper is a butcher in the Argyle area of southwest Wisconsin, practices on-farm slaughter of animals in an effort to harvest in a more humane way. Heather, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks, Kate.
Well, I want to acknowledge that this is a difficult conversation to have for people who feel eating animals is inhumane and not part of their philosophy in living. But you also see the humanity in your craft. Can you describe your values as a butcher?
Yeah, absolutely. Eating meat is absolutely a personal choice, but I want to make sure that when you do it, I think that it should be done with mindfulness and, you know, care and compassion and considering, you know, the life of the animal, you know, in all aspects, you know, from being raised through the process of, you know, being harvested.
You really come at this approach in a different way. You see it as a craft, almost as an art form. Can you describe that?
Sure. So butchery is, you know, we're very used to seeing, you know, large meat processors and going to the grocery store and being able to kind of get your, you know, very basic, you know, steaks and cuts and things like that. But as an artisan butcher, taking, you know, the animal and looking at the best way to, you know, create something beautiful out of, you know, what they've made, and, you know, building or, you know, making, you know, different types of cuts or really focusing on, you know, the quality of the meat or, you know, the different layers of fat and marbling and things like that. Just really ascertaining the animal for what it is and, you know, trying to pull the best out of it.
When you talk about being an artisan butcher, there used to be the small town butcher or the corner butcher in communities. Do you feel like we've gotten away from that?
Absolutely. It's been very difficult to watch all of these small town butchers go out of business. It's just become more convenient for people to shop at a larger grocery store. And it's harder for communities to sustain smaller butcher shops. You know, the pricing is usually a little bit higher, but that's usually because they're paying farmers, you know, fair prices for the animals that they're providing. And, you know, they're doing the labor by hand. It's not, you know, machinery driven. So that is going to cause prices to rise a little bit more. But I do think it's really important that we maintain that relationship between local farms and butchers.
You grew up on farms, but at first in your career field, you didn't choose this. What brought you to butchery?
I was in marketing for 15 years and just felt like I was being drawn to something that was a little bit more in my heart. And so I went to culinary school, and while I was there, I was really interested in that, you know, how can I pull my history and my love for farming and animals and help, you know, create something sustainable out of it. And butchery was the track that really called.
And now you're in a 2-year master meat crafter program. What is that like?
It's really interesting. The UW meat science building is brand new and it's been fantastic. But I'm meeting my other students, or the other students in the program are from all over the United States. And so just getting to hear their stories and what they've been working on and how they're kind of building their own vision for what butchery is going to look like in their community has been really exciting.
part of that knowledge is in the actual slaughter itself. And I know this is difficult to talk about, but you have really had to approach this with your learning as well. What have you observed? What can you say about that?
It is a very personal subject, especially for people who are hunters. You know, that's you're going out and you're harvesting something to sustain yourself and your family and friends. In these scenarios, you know, one of the things we're learning is the most humane ways to harvest animals. There's a lot of new techniques and practices that are coming about, and it's all in effort to make sure that these animals are comfortable and healthy and treated humanely.
How can a consumer, the shopper, know the difference between, say, good meat versus bad meat, or how that? Yeah, go ahead.
It's just there shouldn't be any bad meat on the shelves, but I think you know, being able to identify where your meat came from is really important. For me, I usually recommend that people find a local butcher. There's some great ones in Madison, Conscious Carnivore, Meat People. Those are fantastic places that really build relationships with the farms, and so they can tell you exactly like where the animal came from, you know, what their life was like, what they ate, how they were raised, and things like that. I think just being able to know more about, you know, where your food comes from is important.
We have butcher Heather Opper, who stays with us on Appreciating the Craft, giving us greater perspective on where that meat came from and what that is on our plate. You can join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Heather Opper here on the Ideas Network. We have the voice of a butcher as we explore the skill, the craft, the values involved in this profession. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's talk about our spring member drive that is just moving right along here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Lee Rayburn, and we want to say, as a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting, something that piques your interest when you join us. And that is thanks to your support. It's listeners who provide the largest share of funding for WPR programs. When you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make The Morning Show possible and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
That's right, Kate, and we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including a member in Big Bend. So that means that your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and I'm not going to do any more math for you this morning. You get the idea. So take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And on The Morning Show, you hear policymakers, you hear politicos answer questions on a wide variety of state, national, and international topics.
Oh, yeah. Like on Mondays during the State Capitol Report, we cover legislative sessions, state elections, state budget issues, the state Supreme Court, and more. And we bring you hour-long book conversations with authors who take us deeply into the issues of our time, and you get to talk to them all.
Mm-hmm. And we do cover a lot of ground here. Every week, you're part of that as a community of listeners, as a caller, a contributor. So support this valuable source of information and great access to guests with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or credit card.
And many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount is right for you. It's a great way to give continually. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
For me, it's really a sense of a connection to the world and the world of ideas. It keeps me informed. It keeps me thinking. I can't remember the number of times that I've had conversations with people saying, oh, I heard something this morning on Wisconsin Public Radio or National Public Radio. And then it's a way of having a very interesting discussion with other people about some of those ideas. And so I think that it keeps me informed and it keeps me thinking and is a way of engaging other people in important ideas. This is David Corey from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for information in the arts, culture, politics, and the world.
David, thank you. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. It'll be matched, by the way, dollar for dollar. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn this morning, and it's your support of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the great programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we always ask that you give the amount that's right for you. Some more simple math here. It's a basic formula. Look at it this way. Say you hear three things today that you're really glad you heard and would not have heard anywhere else. If you paid a dime for each of those, that would work out to about $10 a month. If that math adds up for you, then make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Lee, we have all this match money on the table. It is there for the taking to get your dollars matched dollar for dollar. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And then ask for a thank you gift when you give $10 or $20 a month. From apparel to drinkware, you'll show off your WPR pride wherever you go. Learn more about what's available when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now we explore butchery and hear the perspective of a Driftless area butcher who is trying to help reshape our perception of butchers, elevate this, make us think more deeply about the meat on our plate, how it got there. Conversation is at the intersection of butchery and community, 800-642-1234. Join in, 800-642-1234. Questions for the butcher. Heather Opper has been butchering for about a decade and stays with us. Heather, you practice on-farm slaughter and the practice harvests animals at the farm instead of having farmers send their animals to a separate facility. Why do you do it that way? Why do you think that's important?
The farmers that we are working with through the Meatsmith Co-op, which is a producer and worker-owned co-op, one of our missions is to put as little stress on the animal as possible and make it easier for farmers to get their livestock to processing facilities. Because of the pandemic and just in general, being able to book out dates to take your animals into a facility is, you know, 6 months to 2 years out, depending on where you're located and what type of animals you have. And so having to wait that long and care for your animals for that additional period of time puts a financial impact on the farmer. But it's also really hard on the animal to transport them long distances because of the lack of processing facilities in our area. Some of those drive times can be, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours.
I'd imagine as well you're expending more fossil fuels to be able to have to transport and do that step of taking animals off farm.
Absolutely.
And we heard from Jeff in Delafield, called in, couldn't stay with us. Jeff has a question for you, wants to know about the aging process for meat and how that might change the flavor.
Oh, so that, so once an animal is harvested, dry aging is kind of been within the last 10 years or so, become quite popular. And you're basically taking larger portions of the animal, which we call primals, and you put them in a temperature, air-circulated, a controlled environment where you allow that meat, the lactic acid in the meat to break down the muscle fibers. And so it gives it a more tender texture. It can also add some really unique flavor elements to it. It's a very cool process.
How long might that aging take?
Oh, man. So I would say traditionally you're looking at about 30 to 45 days for the majority of things that you see, but I've seen up to 6 months.
Okay. What advice do you have for people who are considering becoming a butcher and pursuing this as their career path?
I love that question. I taught for the Artisan Modern Meat Butchery Program at Madison College here in Madison. It's one of the first of its kind, especially in the state of Wisconsin. It's a one-year certification where they really dig into all aspects of, you know, modern meat butchery, from animal carcass breakdowns to operating a butcher shop and entrepreneurial classes. It's really fantastic. I would recommend people check that out if they're interested in butchery.
So really looking at the strong, you see really the education programs are really strong in this area.
Yes, and one of the things we're hoping to do is start building out more apprenticeship-style programs, working with the state to get government grants and funding to provide internships for individuals who might be, you know, in communities that don't have a traditional or technical program available.
You mentioned this briefly, but you're working on developing a farmer and worker-owned cooperative with other farmers in a six-county area. What is going on there?
Yeah, so we definitely noticed that there was a lack of processing and harvesting facilities in southwestern Wisconsin. And so myself, along with our great board, started up Meatsmith Co-op about a year ago. And our goal is to basically have farmers and workers own the process, own the, you know, how the business is set up and managed, and really just give farmers and workers a say in, you know, creating a more sustainable, like, meats system, you know, for our area.
Do you think that enables you to kind of go up against much larger meat facilities, meat packers?
I'm really hoping so, especially when we, you know, collectively, you know, bring product together. We can market it, you know, as a larger unit for sale rather than individual farmers trying to sell at farmers markets. Or, you know, to just, you know, individual consumers. So I'm hoping that we'll have more, you know, selling and buying power this way.
Heather, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Heather Opper is a butcher in the Argyle area, practices on-farm slaughter of animals. Ahead this hour, we meet the new Miss Milwaukee in the work of helping young women find their voice. News update is next. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.